Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Susan Richard, and here are today's top local stories. Here in the city, Interim Sanitation Commissioner Javier Lohan telling 1010 Winds, no matter what we see on the ground, they are on it.
Even though it transitions to rain, doesn't mean that it can't be slick. So we keep a really close eye, and there'll be times that we may have to continue to spread salt on the roadways, even if it may seem like it's raining, just to make sure it doesn't turn into ice. And that's how we keep a close eye on that.
Yes, we're keeping our eyes peeled on this snow. Let's get the word from AccuWeather meteorologist Joe Lundberg.
I'm starting to see some light snow flurries now falling into the city. Basically, though, with temperatures above the freezing mark. So that's the good news, that we're starting out above freezing all across the tri-state. And the temperature will stay there throughout the morning and midday hours when the precipitation moves through as a rain snow mix in the city. In the immediate north and west suburbs, there will be a little bit more in the way of snow. But even there, most road surfaces will be just wet. I think you have to get closer to the 287 corridor to find more slushy spots. Just be a little cautious because the roads, even if they're not slushy, they still will be wet and can cause some slick travel conditions into midday. It'll dry out this afternoon. I'm meteorologist Joe Lundberg on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The new year not only brings a new mayoral administration to New York City, it also marks a big change in leadership for the New York Archdiocese. 1010 Winds sat down with Timothy Cardinal Dolan, who will hand over the reins on February 6th when Bishop Ronald Hicks is installed. Our Glenn Shuck joining us live.
And I had the honor of sitting with Cardinal Dolan at his residence at St. Patrick's Cathedral yesterday. And it seems no matter the subject, he's usually upbeat, whether it's serious or on a lighter note, as we were literally sitting around his kitchen table.
To you, Glenn Shuck, it's always part of my Christmas tradition. Thank you for coming in.
Well, thank him. And yes, what's next for the man who grew up in the suburb of St. Louis? Well, he tells me he's not going anywhere.
In my 75 years, the only place I've lived longer than New York is in Baldwin, Missouri, until I was 18 with my mom and dad and family. I've lived in New York for 17 years. It is my home. I love the people. I love you. I love this city. You're stuck with
me. So he's staying in New York City with plans, he says, for a book, maybe a documentary, and some travel mixed in. Glenn Shuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM. Here at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
If you've yet to get that flu shot, a warning to get on with that. Infections in the five boroughs have spiked 73% in just a week. In Manhattan alone, 104%. The Bronx, 98%. A new version of the flu virus called H3N2 is spreading quickly. Dr. Sharon Nachman heads the Division of Pediatric Infectious Disease at Stony Brook Children's Hospital.
We worry about two things. We worry about it spreading quite quickly. And believe it or not, we worry about a second bump. So while we're seeing a huge amount of cases now, and we figure it'll take about a month till this cools down, we actually may see a second bump in February, January, February, when the numbers will go up all over again.
The advice this holiday season, wash your hands frequently and stay away from other people if you're sick. Some 20,000 members of the New York State Nurses Association, who work at 12 private hospitals across New York City, have voted to strike. Their contract expires in 2 weeks, and they say there has not been enough movement from management on major issues, including safety, staffing levels, and how much they get paid.
Nurses say this is as much about patient care as it is about them.
Enough is enough. Patient safety cannot wait.
Aretha Morgan is a pediatric nurse at New York Presbyterian.
We are currently experiencing a huge flu outbreak. There is no space for sick children, and we have them in hallways and back elevators.
Shame. 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 Shame.
She says that's due to a lack of nurses. Mayor-elect Mamdani is weighing in, saying their demands are legitimate with federal health care cuts looming. Nurses are also asking for protections against AI. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York State cracking down on the herbal supplement that's become known as gas station heroin. Governor Hochul signed a pair of bills Monday.
First of all, we're establishing age restrictions. It makes it illegal to sell or provide kratom to anyone under the age of 21. Requires clear signage, ID checks, and a $500 civil penalty for violations. Secondly, we're setting marketing rules and requiring warning labels. These labels will disclose the product ingredients and prominently warn consumers about the known risks.
The governor noting that kratom can be fatal. In fact, it has been in this state.
I wish that there were 100 New Yorkers still with us today because they knew the risks. And because of this warning, they did not ingest this. But alas, we are here today, going forth into a new year shortly with new warnings and hopefully giving people a new lease on life.
Kratom is a leaf that is native to Southeast Asia. By itself, it has a mild sedative effect, but it's a different story when developed into a powder, gummy, or something else. There is an arrest now in last week's anti-Semitic attack on an Orthodox Jewish man in Crown Heights. 23-year-old Armani Charles is charged with assault as a hate crime, menacing, and other counts for allegedly stabbing 35-year-old Elias Rosner after saying he wanted to kill a Jew. Charles was arrested after he was identified from area surveillance video. The family of a 29-year-old man fatally shot by police now disputing what happened over the weekend in the hallway of their Far Rockaway building.
Standing outside the 101st Precinct, Chaz Frey's mother, Shanette Dunbar, was inconsolable.
I beg her, please don't kill my only child.
Dunbar said she watched as one officer tased her 29-year-old son, who was holding a box cutter. A second officer fired the fatal shot.
This is not a case of mental health. This was a call for help.
The Reverend Kevin McCall, who is assisting the family, wants body-worn camera footage released. He's asked Attorney General Letitia James to investigate, which is the law in New York for any police-involved shooting. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Far Rockaway.
This holiday season, a real-life Carol of the Bells on the Upper West Side.
Merry Christmas and happy 100th birthday to 53 bells at Riverside Church.
They're actually older than the church itself, which opened its doors in 1930.
If anyone would know, it's Linley Wang who has the pleasure of playing them.
What's always drawn me to the bells is it's a public instrument and everybody can hear you. I think it's really special to be part of the sound of a community.
If you didn't know, the instrument she's playing is called the carillon. She calls it the world's biggest instrument.
Organists may come and fight me on that, but I'm willing to defend the carillon.
Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
New York State put a bell-to-bell school cell phone ban in effect in September, and now we can add New Jersey to the list of states moving toward that. State lawmakers have passed a bill that requires the State Department of Education to develop guidelines to help local school boards make it happen. There would be some exceptions, including devices used as learning tools or for health reasons. The bill now heads to Governor Murphy, who is expected to sign it.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.